Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, boy.
He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
Dada.
And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider, as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside, joined on this fine Tuesday afternoon by you guys. Today on the show, we're going to pick up where we left off with Harrison yesterday when, at the end of the episode, he and I found out that Jeannie Buss was going to sue her siblings again with the intent to, you know, continue on as controlling governor of the Los Angeles Lakers. And she sent out, or her lawyer sent out a statement on her behalf. She called out Shams. She called out Jesse. She called out Joey. Did not mention Jim or Johnny, or Jeannie, for that matter, who are all involved in this as well, which I find kind of interesting. And at the heart of all of this, or as all of this is going on, I keep finding myself asking myself, and other people who, you know, I've spoken to since, it's like, who is this for? What are these efforts for? Is this actually what is best for the Lakers to be held up once again in court for the sake of Jeannie continuing to run the Lakers with her brunch gang? And I don't know. I don't know who this is actually for, who it benefits, and if it's in any way, shape, or form, actually what's best for the Lakers. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of that. And I'm just realizing that I didn't update the graphics on here. So give me a quick second to do that. I'm trying to squeeze this episode in. I have plenty of time. It's not squeezing it in necessarily, but I'm recording this before I have to go pick up Avery. And I might regret doing that, because when I was picking up Avery was when all this stuff broke yesterday, but we'll see how this goes. A reminder before we dive in, please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please turn on notifications both for the show and for YouTube, so you get the notifications for the show. If you guys are listening to the show in its podcast form in the morning or whenever it drops, please hit me with a subscribe there as well, no matter where it is that you listen to your podcast. And then today's show is brought to you, as always, on YouTube by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA and you will get $150 worth of Prize Picks selections when you sign up. Use that code and win a $5 lineup of your own. All right, let's go ahead and dive on in. You guys can kind of hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm a little tired. I'm just a little fed up. We'll see. This usually leads to a rant here and there, but I'm going to get through this episode. We're going to get through this together, and then hopefully we'll exit out the other side of all of this with a better understanding of who is going to be running the Lakers, making any kind of decisions for the Lakers moving forward. All right. So we start yesterday with, or we ended yesterday kind of laughing and joking about Jeannie and her efforts to, you know, continue to run the Lakers. Now, we laughed at them because it was just kind of laughing at all of the ridiculousness that was going on. But it was just, you know, I also couldn't help but kind of laugh at it a little bit because, you know, none of this stuff like should matter all that much, but here we are anyway. So I guess really quickly, it's worth kind of resetting to go run through a quick timeline of how we arrived here in the first place. So first and foremost, according to Dave McMenamin of ESPN, Jeannie Buss hears about the situation with Mark Walter and how it had eroded around him as quickly as it did, and found out that Walter was getting ready to sell his stake in the Lakers to Bob Iger, to Josh Kushner, and to the rest of their group, which, by the way, might overlap with Walter's group, which is just perfect. So Jeannie finds out about that, instructs the Lakers senior VP of finance, Joe McCormick, to call for an emergency meeting of the Buss siblings. This all took place last Monday to discuss a dissolution of the family trust, seeking a unanimous approval to lock down all the family shares for 4 years under a new trust. Trust is a hilarious word at the center of this entire saga, because there appeared to be, at the end of this thing, zero trust between the key figures of that trust.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Drink up, baby. Fantasy Football Happy Hour is here to get you wins and have some laughs. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. We're diving into the tape, we're crunching the numbers to bring you sleepers, busts, weekly starts and advice. Whether you're defending a title or desperately avoiding last place, I've got you covered every single weekday. The bar is open. It's Fantasy Football Happy Hour with Matthew Berry, wherever you get your podcasts.
So Jeannie calls this emergency meeting. And in that emergency meeting, neglects to mention the fact that the Lakers were getting ready to be sold again, this time from by Mark Walter to Josh Kushner and Bob Iger. This, I'm told, was one of the final straws that broke the other siblings' backs, right? The other bales of hay that had gotten things to that point was the fact that Jeannie had sued or fired all of the remainder of her siblings, and they didn't exactly hold her in the highest regard, and had grown frustrated, I'm told, by the fact that she did all of that maneuvering, you know, simply to, you know, for what she kept saying was what was best for the Lakers, only to find out that she sold to Mark Walter, who, you know, was under investigation at the time, that she should have been vetting Mark Walter, and sold to him when he didn't have enough money to actually buy the team, which put the team and its brand at risk. So that, you know, all of the maneuvering, all of that stuff, all of that to just arrive at selling to Mark Walter in the first place. And by the way, I'm told that some members of conversations surrounding the sale to Mark Walter felt that Jeannie Buss had negotiated off to the side with Mark Walter that she would continue running the team for 5 years. That was something that the other parties involved didn't necessarily know about. So again, ironically, at the heart of this trust issue was a complete lack of trust. Fast forward now to Jeannie getting word that Mark Walter, because of the investigation that he had that was landing at his doorstep, because his efforts to bribe Donald Trump into some kind of a pardon hadn't worked to that point, he was going to have to sell. And when Mark Walter sold to Josh Kushner and Bob Iger, the remaining Buss siblings could enact this piggybacking clause that has been reported on out there, which allowed them to, at that point, vote again to whether or not to sell as a part of this new sale of the Lakers, which is why Jeannie Buss, when she caught wind of Iger and Kushner buying the Lakers from Walter, she called that emergency meeting to lock down those shares so that her siblings couldn't vote the way that they did. Eventually, those siblings find out about it. They decide, nope, enough. We're good here. Your instincts on Walter were incorrect. Your instincts on Palinka have been incorrect. Your instincts on the Rambai have been incorrect. It's over. Enough. And they vote to sell the Lakers or the remaining shares of the Buss Trust Fund to Iger and Kushner, obviously at the same valuation that Walter sold his shares to Iger and Kushner and their group for, thus ending the Buss era with the Los Angeles Lakers. And that's where Harrison and I picked up the story when we started recording, was to discuss all of those machinations and our feelings about them, all that stuff. I hope you guys check out that episode. And then at the tail end of that episode, the timeline takes another step forward, and we come to find out that Jeannie Buss and her lawyers are doing all that they possibly can to, through litigation, sue for continued control of the Lakers. And her argument is that her vote is the only vote that matters because she's the controlling governor. According to her lawyer, and according to the language used in that initial sale contract, the argument is that everything needs to be done at least for the next 4 years to maintain Jeannie's control over the Lakers, which kind of sort of tells you what is most important to her. It's not about what's best for the Lakers. Otherwise, she wouldn't have sold to a guy in the middle of a federal investigation. She in selling to Walter in the first place and in conducting that side negotiation so that she could continue running the Lakers for that 5-year window, she told us right then and there what she thought or what she prioritized most, to tell Mark Walter, who, yes, at that time was, at the heart of a federal investigation, at the center of a federal investigation, financial crimes aside, to tell Mark Walter, given all the success that he's had with the Dodgers, no, you're going to have to hit pause for 5 years on Dodgerifying the Lakers so that I can continue running the Lakers. That tells me, somebody who paid very close attention to Mark Walter's incredible success with the Dodgers, that tells me Jeannie didn't care what was best for the Lakers in that moment or in that sale. What mattered more to Jeannie Buss in that sale was that she would continue running the Lakers the way that she was running the Lakers, and that her friends would continue on with her running the Lakers.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
She also took care of her friends at a time where she was firing and or suing her other siblings, right? So she's always told us what has mattered more to her through this, by her actions. She has told us that what matters is that she runs the Lakers and she and her friends run the Lakers and she and her friends benefit from the Lakers. Remember, as part of the negotiation and the sale with Mark Walter, Tim Harris, Rob Pelinka, the Rambi, and other members of Jeannie's inner circle, they got bonuses from that sale of the Lakers from the Buss Family Trust to Mark Walter in the first place. So now when it comes time, or when Mark Walter decides to or is forced to sell the Lakers, Jeannie no longer has that control to negotiate for herself anymore. And her siblings can now vote to sell the team out from under her and wrestle that control away from her, not even for themselves, but just to get it away from her and obviously to cash in to the extent that they did. Jeannie again is telling us, all right, this, you know, what matters most to Jeannie in this moment right now is that she continues on as owner and controlling governor of the Lakers. And I'm trying to find the statement itself. Let's see. All right. So, gosh, all of this is so annoying. I just want to talk about Kuminga. All right, so the initial statement from the Lakers, or from the Buss family to ESPN was, quote, "We have decided as a family to sell the remaining Buss family trust shares to the Bob Iger Group as part of the ongoing transaction, that piggybacking clause. We love the Lakers, Lakers fans, and will continue to support Los Angeles, but it is time to use this opportunity to move on and exit gracefully while we still can." While we still can, as an addition or as the end of a statement in this kind of moment, is insane, right? Because that implies something else is coming. And I'm sure and the people that I've spoken to weren't exactly shocked when they found out that Jeannie Buss was going to, through her lawyers, contest this decision by the rest of her Buss siblings. So while we can, kind of sort of implied what was coming. So eventually, let's see. I'm trying to find Jeannie Buss's. Why can't I hate what happened to Google? All right. In her statement, Buss's lawyer, all right. This is the first graph of the statement from Jeannie's lawyer here. So as you know, this afternoon, Shams Charania of ESPN falsely reported that the six Buss siblings voted to sell the 17.8% ownership stake in the Lakers to Josh Kushner and Bob Iger, and that my client, Jeannie Buss, is, quote, out as controlling owner. This is just the latest instance of a years-long pattern whereby Joey and Jesse Buss leak false defamatory and pernicious, in quote, information to Mr. Karania for the malicious purpose of doing harm to the Los Angeles Lakers as long as Dr. Buss's chosen successor, Jeannie Buss, carries out successor, Jeannie Buss, carries out her father's wishes, end quote. And that last phrase there, Dr. Buss's chosen successor, Jeannie Buss. The thing about that is, Jeannie wasn't Dr. Buss's first choice. Jim Buss got the first bite at the apple. And yeah, eventually Jeannie was able to take over, and used this kind of phrasing to do so. Eventually Jeannie was able to take over for Jim Buss, and she kept telling everybody, and at a time when her Q rating was significantly higher, more people were, and Jim's was significantly lower, more people were listening to the notion that Dr. Buss wanted Jeannie eventually anyway, after Jim got his opportunity to try to run the Lakers. So she's, you know, bringing back that approach, at least publicly, to this situation. Look, I don't care is the thing. I just don't care about the children of, you know, the guy who built this whole thing. I don't care about their internal squabbles. It's been funny to watch everybody compare it to Succession. Now, this has been going on a long time. The thing about the Succession thing is, like, it's wildly apt, almost to the point where I find myself wondering if Succession was in part written about the Lakers, or at least the Buss family. It wasn't. It was about the Murdochs. But, like, you had Shiv Roy, right, who is the Jeannie figure here. You had Kendall Roy, who would be the Jim figure here. I think you had the Culkin character, whose name eludes me right now. He was kind of the stand-in, or could be the stand-in, for Jesse and Joey as, like, the younger sibling here. And it's even the part that makes it the funniest is that at no point did the Roy, that like trio of Roys, ever consider Connor as like, who was the oldest Roy sibling. They never really considered him that. And as like the guy who should run the Roy estate after as part of the succession plan. And then what makes that even funnier on top of that, you know, seeing as Johnny has never like really come up in any of these conversations. He kind of stepped off to the side. He didn't want to do it. But the funny thing about Johnny is there's Connor Roy, who was the oldest kid, who was never really considered. Connor Roy randomly out of nowhere just says, you know what, I'm running for president. And the rest of the Roy kids are like, what, really? What? Oh, okay. Go do you. You know, as long as you are focused on that, you aren't focused on running the Roy estate. And the best part about this is Johnny randomly out of nowhere ran for president. It's just perfect. But anyway, as all of this is kind of going on, you know, you have, this last, you know, kind of sentence, Jeannie Buss, who is Dr. Buss's chosen successor. It doesn't, like, you guys decided to sell. Once Jeannie Buss decided to sell the majority of their shares to Mark Walter, the implication there at that point is that this, like, Dr. Buss's wishes didn't matter as much anymore. Now, you could maybe argue that Dr. Buss's wishes were to eventually watch his kids sell the team because of the way that he wrote up the trust, in that, like, it was like the percentages of the Lakers couldn't be diluted by way of birth and children being added to the fray here. Dr. Buss basically said, fuck them kids, when he was writing this thing up. And basically, like, as every Buss sibling passes away, so long as this, you know, this was carried out this way, that Buss kids shares who just died, yes, their families would be taken care of with like a lump sum payment or whatever, but the shares of the Lakers would actually be divvied up evenly amongst the remaining Buss kids. And then that would continue to happen until finally you would have, in theory, one kid who would control singularly the Lakers however many years from now. And that's why initially Jesse and Joey Buss were like not really voting for, not interested in selling the Lakers if those conversations came up. Jim and Johnny Buss were always kind of more open, I'm told, to selling the Lakers. Johnny Buss was never really as involved with the Lakers as some of his other siblings have been. So like the payout would have been just kind of nice for him. Jim Buss, like there's some speculation out there about his financial situation. So he has always been, more open to, you know, selling the Lakers. Obviously Jeannie was always adamantly against it because she wants to run this thing until she is no longer around to run it. And then Janie always kind of sided with Jeannie. And I think, like actually basically just said, hey, however Jeannie votes, that's how I'm going to vote until I specify that I don't. And then, you know, you had Jesse and Joey who were like, there's a world where we can run the Lakers. And as time went on, and Baxter Holmes reported about this, as time went on, Jeannie became more and more embittered by the notion that Jesse and Joey didn't share mothers with Johnny, Jim, and Jeannie. By the way, there's an estranged Buss kid that hasn't factored into this, but it's just, you know, adds to the mess. But anyway, Jeannie, over the years, has become more and more embittered by the notion that Jesse and Joey didn't share her same mother. And at one point told Jesse, you should never have been born. Jesse and Joey, maybe even, but told them both, you should never have been born. Which is an insane thing for an adult to tell to another adult, let alone a sibling to tell to another sibling. And the notion that maybe one day, Jesse and Joey could potentially run the Lakers didn't exactly sit well with her. And she would rather have had this final 5-year window after selling the Lakers than to eventually see Jesse and Joey ever get to control the Lakers, even if she was watching them control the Lakers from the great beyond. So, it's just this giant mess. And, it's a real bummer that, Jeannie became as involved with Winning Time as she did, because that show continuing on for this chapter of the Buss saga would have been incredible. But unfortunately, because Jeannie got involved, the show got worse and it got canceled. And, you know, we will never get that version of the show that covers this stuff too, but it is just, it's just crazy. You know, it, like all of this stuff is just crazy. And again, I'm going to take a quick second here, but when we come back, I want to just ask the question, who is Jeannie running the Lakers best for? I don't think it's the Lakers.
Bye, everyone.